Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, the gospel of the day is a continued discourse by Jesus on the bread of life and is a strong reminder to revive, refresh, and renew our faith in the Lord, especially in the most holy Eucharist. The gospel passage begins with the verse, "The Jews then murmured at him because he said, 'I am the bread which came down from heaven.'" We notice here a sharp change in attitude and approach of the people. At the start of the chapter, John 6, when Jesus had multiplied the bread, and the people had their satisfied fill, they were extremely excited with respect to Jesus. They were surprised by his spectacular miracle. They were keen to crown this bread giver as their king. But as we progress through the chapter, we observe that the people are annoyed by the words of Jesus that he is the bread from heaven. They were scandalized by his comparison to being greater than even Moses, whom alone they had considered to be the bread giver in the wilderness. They were disinterested in accepting the teachings of Jesus because they knew of his earthly origin and his family background. The result is Jesus, the bread of life, failed to be understood and be accepted. Their unwillingness to be open to the truth and their pride in failing to realize that Jesus was someone who transcended earthly ties caused them to be blinded in receiving the power of the bread of life. Do these factors prevent us also from understanding and accepting Jesus, the bread of life, in the most holy Eucharist? Are we being ignorant of the teachings of the church and thus fail to realize the depth and the worth of the Holy Eucharist? Once, 9-year-old Tom arrived late for the football match. The game had already started. The coach, obviously upset as Tom was a key player, shouted at him, "Why are you so late?" "I had to decide," replied Tom. "Today is a Sunday, and I had to decide between going to the church and going for this football game." "Then what did you do?" asked the coach curiously. "I tossed a coin to decide," said Tom. "Tossed a coin?" asked the surprised coach. "But that shouldn't have taken too long." Continued Tom. "Well, I had to toss the coin for 35 times. Little Tom kept on tossing the coin till he got what he wanted, that is, to go for the football match. How often are we too, like little Tom, when it comes to making choices and priorities, especially in our spiritual life? We get confused in choosing the correct choices. Dear friends, Jesus in the Holy Eucharist is the greatest treasure, the mightiest force, and the most supreme source of love on earth. But how many of us really make efforts to strengthen this faith, to grow in this awareness, to nurture this conviction? Saint John Mary Vianney said, "If we really understood the Mass, we would die of joy." Every participation in the Holy Eucharist ought to make us die. Perhaps physically we are yet to attain that height of sanctity, but we ought to die to our sinful ways of life, to our pride and other vices that can cripple us, to our selfish desires that denies giving the Lord the prime place in our life. As Catholics, we profess and take pride that we have a living God truly, really, and substantially present in the Holy Eucharist. But can we live a life worthy of this blessed presence? Can we be truly zealous and passionate of our love for Jesus in the Holy Eucharist? May Jesus, the bread of life, present in the Holy Eucharist, inflame the sparks of our faith and may it blaze quickly in devotion and service. May the Lord bless all of us in this regard. Amen.